me and my family, we have always visited our great-grandparents. For ever since I was really born, I've always gone to their house. But that all changed when my great-grandpa died. After he died, my grandma couldn't live on her own. So she had to go to a nursing home. And in the nursing home, she got dementia and slowly forgot about who we were and our names. But she knew who we were, she just couldn't remember our names. But it's usually a key defining figure of a person. Now, my grandma, my great-grandma, I know she loves me, but she just can't remember me. She's always been one of the nicest people in my life. And when she started to forget, I didn't know what was going on. And then my parents told me that she had dementia. So over time, it only got worse. And then she forgot a lot of things, like where she was, where she lived. But everyone else, she remembered Banks, my brother, his name. She kind of remembers my sister. She remembers my grandparents, because they go, like, 3 times every month. Me, I only go, like, once a month. So is the rest of my family. But she never could get my name. She always called me my uncle's name, Corey. So I just got used to answering to that. But a couple months ago, she did something that amazed me. We went down there, normal day. We were going to see her. I was all excited because I don't get to see her much. It was going to be the last visit of the summer because, well, I mean, schoolwork, you know. Couldn't really go visit her during school because I got too much work to do. But during that visit, I didn't expect her to do what she did. While we were eating at a park, my grandparents asked her who I was. And her answer was Charlie. And that was just amazing. Because for the past year, she had been calling me Corey. And she finally had said who I was. That was just, I don't know. She, like, had completely forgotten about me and who I was. But that day changed. And now I think of her as one of the greatest people I'll probably ever meet.